When North Shore legend, pioneering deep-sea diver and inventor Phil Newenden passed away in May last year, he left behind a lasting legacy in the worlds of engineering, science, and technology. Lesser known but by no means less in value were his creative contributions. Newenden also left behind a legacy in the art world, as both a curator and collector of notable First Nations art. Extended until April 6 at Vancouver's Uno Langman Fine Art Gallery is a rare exhibition of Newenden's Northwest Coast collection, comprising dozens of pieces from notable Northwest Coast artists, some never before seen or exhibited. A number of the works are for sale, including pieces from the likes of Bill Holm, John Livingston, Bill Reed and Bo Dick, while others are destined for 2BC institutions. "It's such an important collection, you will never see this amount of work together in one room," said the gallery's Jeanette Langman. "There's a whole range of quality items in there. It's very interesting, and very rare." Newenden's interest in art had been roused at the tender age of 11, when a discovery of Métis heritage sparked a desire to learn and study the fundamentals of Coast Salish carving. He learned under the guidance of Kwakwaka'wakw woodcarver Ellen Neal, who later connected her apprentice with other influential carvers like Mungo Martin and Charlie James. The three went on to have a profound influence on Newenden's life and art, and were profiled in his book, The Totem Carvers. Many of their pieces join Newenden's own carvings in a collection that champions First Nations art, their finely crafted woodworks sitting alongside the famed painted wood masks of Kwakwaka'wakw Northwest Coast artists like Chief Bo Dick, Calvin Hunt and Joe Seaweed. "Seeing the amount of quality like this in one room is astounding," said Langman, adding how the response to the exhibition has been absolutely phenomenal, with viewers flying in from across the country to peruse Newenden's collection. "Much of the allure that comes with such a private collection is being able to see the personality of the owner shine through the chosen pieces," she said. Newenden, who went on to become an adopted member of the Kwakwaka'wakw First Nation, had devoted much of his life to celebrating and uplifting Indigenous art and culture. "People are really enjoying the depths of interest you can get from a private collection like this. It's very different in the sense that you really get a personality that shines through. This collection is a rarity, something that people can walk around and truly feel the presence of the person," she said. "It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see a collection like this." Mina Kerr-Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr-Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/MinaKerr-Lazenby.